This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Two people were killed and three others injured in a knife attack on London Bridge Friday. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, the attacker was shot dead by police in what's being called a terrorist incident.
Witnesses saw a man with a knife being wrestled to the ground by people who were nearby. Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu says police responded.
A male suspect was shot by specialist armed officers from the City of London Police. And I can confirm that this suspect died at the scene.
Basu says the man was wearing a fake bomb vest, and this is being treated as a terrorist incident. Prime Minister Boris Johnson praises the people who tackled the suspect.
For me, they represent the very best of our country, and I thank them.
Police say they aren't looking for anyone else. Basu says officers are keeping an open mind as to a motive. I'm Ed Donahue.
Late Friday, police said the attacker, identified as 28-year-old Usman Khan, had been convicted in 2012 of terrorism offenses. He was released on probation in December of last year. Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, three young people were injured in a stabbing attack in The Hague's central shopping district. Police launched a manhunt to search for the suspect after the attack Friday evening. Mariah Kuiper is a police spokeswoman.
Around 7:45, we received a notion that there was a stabbing incident here. Three people are hurt, and we are looking for a suspect right now.
Police said the victims are receiving treatment at a local hospital. They said the stabbing happened in an area near the city's historic center that was busy with holiday shoppers. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has given President Donald Trump 1 week to say whether his legal counsel intends to introduce evidence and call witnesses in upcoming impeachment proceedings. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler set a deadline for next Friday for the president's lawyers to indicate if they plan to participate in his committee's hearings. He also asked for a list from GOP lawmakers of the witnesses they would like to question. The House Judiciary Committee meets Wednesday to examine the constitutional grounds for impeachment. The committee is also expecting a report from the House Intelligence Committee, which will form the basis of upcoming hearings. President Trump and his defenders continue to call the inquiry a witch hunt and say he did nothing wrong in his dealings with Ukraine. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Iraq's prime minister announced his resignation Friday after the country's top Shiite Muslim cleric urged lawmakers to reconsider their support for his government. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has details.
Abdul Mehdi's resignation marked the latest twist in Iraq's unprecedented crisis, and his departure could be a blow to Iranian influence after Iran's militia allies and its own commanders intervened last month to keep the premier in his job despite mass protests. Young, unarmed and majority Shiite Muslim protesters have led demands for an overhaul of Iraq's political system, one they say is endemically corrupt and serves foreign powers, especially Baghdad's ally, Tehran. Iraq's current political class is drawn mainly from powerful Shiite politicians, clerics and paramilitary leaders, including many who lived in exile before a US-led invasion overthrew Sunni dictator Saddam Hussein in 2003.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Thousands of people in cities across the globe joined a fresh round of demonstrations Friday, urging more action to curb climate change. Francesca Lina of Reuters, has more.
Swedish activist Greta Thunberg had been due to join a student strike in Lisbon, but her environmentally friendly voyage across the Atlantic from New York by yacht was hit by high winds, delaying her by a few days. But Portugal's student movement pushed on with the protest without her. In Berlin, protesters in swimming costumes dived into the Chile River, holding a white box in a symbolic attempt to rescue the government's climate change package. And in Australia, students in Sydney and other cities walked out of class, saying more should be done to combat the country's bushfire crisis, which many see as a result of climate change. It comes as experts have warned that global temperatures could rise sharply this century, with destructive consequences, after greenhouse gas emissions hit record levels.
That's Francesca Lina of Reuters. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.